Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, Welsh Forest Focus. Anyone who's at the City Ground for the wins over Man United and Fulham will have heard Rocking All Over the World on the final whistle as we celebrate a precious 3 points. You'll be able to hear that song and a good few more, I'm sure, at the Trent Navigation from Rick Parfitt Jr. and his band straight after the final home game of the season against Chelsea. Joining me to discuss that gig, but more so about Forest and his love of the club, is Rick Parfitt Jr. Rick, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hi, man. I'm great. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me, basically. So nice to be here.
Well, good to have you with us. And as I said, your love of the Reds. I mean, give us a bit of your story of how you've become to be a Forest fan in the last few years, especially. Is it something to do with your wife or something? Am I right about that? Is she from the area?
So I lived in London and Surrey most of my life. And then I met my awesome wife, who is from Nottingham. And Selston, to be more precise. And we moved up here about 6 years ago now, almost 7 years this year. And it's the best thing. Firstly, that's the best thing I think I've ever done. Moving away from London and moving to Nottingham is the best thing. I just love the city. It's kind of got everything London's got, but condensed. And everyone was a lot friendlier. And, you know, and the first thing that was kind of immediately obvious was like the passion about for everything. You know, people, they go out properly, they dress up properly, they go drinking properly, they party properly. It's amazing. And then obviously the Forest thing, and all of her fans, all of her family are Forest supporters, and they've all got season tickets in the Trent End and stuff. And so I've been a couple of times with them, and I wish I could have gone more, but it's with the band and with racing for the last, I literally retired from car racing the last year. And so now I'm able to kind of put a lot more time and effort into actually properly supporting. So I'm a new supporter, but I love this city. I love the passion. And now that I've got time when I can actually get behind the Reds a lot better, you know, I'm just really enjoying it.
What do you make of the match day experience then, especially as a musician, actually? Because, you know, it's all about the crowd atmosphere in a sense. And I know you've dabbled with football a bit through your work, you were telling me before we started recording. But what do you make of it from a fan point of view, rather than being the front man, has been in the crowd specifically at Forest?
It's amazing, genuinely. And the one thing I've noticed about Forest is, and bear in mind, I mean, people know my band over the years, we've played for other clubs, you know, because of we're a working band. So we've been asked to play Player of the Year awards and stuff like that. And so, you know, I've been able to see other clubs play, but I've never been truly passionate about any club apart from this one, which is great. And but the Forest fans are so loud. I mean, it's incredible. And that was highlighted. We went to the Spurs game. We drove down to London to watch the Spurs game. And obviously there's one corner of this massive stadium, and the Forest fans were so loud. It was incredible. And, you know, you just felt such... I felt so proud as going, come on, you know, you're out shouting about, you're out chanting about 70,000 Spurs fans. It was an amazing moment. So that's kind of what I love about it. And also, you know, the thing about the city is you can hear on match days, if you're not there, you can hear Mull of Kintyre and you can hear everything. And I just love that, you know. So that's the thing about the city is that, you know, irrespective of whether you're there or not, you're still part of what's going on. And the team is so integral to that. And it's so nice to see everyone so happy when we do well, you know. So, yeah, that's I think it's amazing. The atmosphere is always amazing. And what I'm learning is that we have the best fans in the world. Simple as that.
What's it like to hear Rocking All Over the World then at the end of a win? It must be a bit, surreal or not, hearing that, you know, your dad's song at the end of the game.
Well, I mean, when I first heard it, I just felt immensely proud. You know, it's a lovely moment. And obviously my dad isn't here anymore. He's, up there. And so anything that perpetuates his legacy is amazing. But to see it in an environment like that, where everyone's just joyous and happy and singing along, it just means more. And the fact, obviously, you know, that Forest have taken it to their hearts, and to hear everyone, and I get sent, everyone tags me in every time, you know, from whoever's there, whether it's the family or whether it's fans now, the Forest fans, they always tag me in to stuff as well when it's being sung. And it was great. I was all set at Spurs, right, if we'd managed, because we were so good the first half, and I thought, we're going to do this, we're going to beat them. And I was all set to start singing it by myself and do a video, a live stream at the end of it, but it didn't quite work out. I was like, well, no one else here is going to do it, so I'm going to do it. But it didn't come to that, but hopefully we can do it in the future. But yeah, it's an amazing thing, and I feel very, very privileged and honoured that, you know, my dad's legacy is in some way making people happy here in Nottingham.
What's it like as well, being obviously you're part of a family and your wife's family, but you're also in that extended family WhatsApp group now, and that extended Forest family, because you were saying you're a racing driver. I know that's a team environment, but it's also quite a solitary existence. Is it nice being part of something now as well?
You know, yeah, in racing, you're just so focused. And like I said, I raced for 12 years. I'm a two-time British GT champion, still the only person to have won both GT4 and GT3 titles outright. And then I went into British touring cars, which some people may know, you know, and did really badly in that, and realised that maybe the time's come to hang the helmet up. But yeah, it is. With touring cars, more so than GTs, you know, the fan base is crazy as well, and they are passionate. And it is a very similar thing to football, because, you know, you see the drivers' fans as opposed to the team's fans, obviously, all around the circuit, and they are just as passionate online as, you know, as the football fans are. But obviously football is just way, way bigger. And so, you know, to be actually part of a bit of a movement, which I think, you know, this is, you know, with Forest, is it's a really cool thing. And it's nice that, you know, when I'm just putting something up as well on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, you know, that everyone else is engaging and we start a conversation. And now obviously the algorithm just sends me everybody else, what everyone else is saying as well. And so you're right, you just get drawn in, and it's a great thing. And this is what I said about this city. It is a community. You're never far from anybody. It's not a massive city. It's obviously 1 mile square, you know, in the middle. And so you feel like there is just a whole, this team brings everyone together. And there is a sort of a sense of togetherness and pride, which I don't think I've ever felt before in anywhere that I've lived. And that's why, yeah, it's great to be part of it.
Do you get dragged into the social media madness around VAR decisions, club tweets, season ticket debates and everything? Once you're in, I think, aren't you?
I fell foul of that yesterday. I retweeted the official statement with like a pointer going, this, because we were robbed, as far as I'm concerned, you know. But this is how much we're into it. So yesterday I had a Sunday lunch with the in-laws, but we had the radio on in the background, so we're sort of chatting away and listening. Oh, and so we had the whole game on I think it was BBC Forest, I think, BBC Nottingham was streaming it. And So yeah, we had it on all the way through lunch, and yeah, it's so we are properly invested as a family. It's great. But yeah, I did get, you know, I felt a little bit aggrieved yesterday for sure, and so I did send that tweet out. But hey, let's see what happens. I don't think anything will happen, but you do kind of feel that the decisions have gone against us quite a lot this season. And I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist or anything, but I think we've got a little bit of a right to feel slightly aggrieved.
Oh yeah, more than a little. More than a little. It's been a real, there's been so many. I'm not a conspiracy theorist either, but there's a long list of certainly where it's gone wrong. I mean, looking at the end of the season then, we're really hoping it's a party after the Chelsea game. And I'm sure you have an excited crowd, but a happy crowd as well might make your job a little bit easier kicking off. What can fans expect if they come along to the Nav straight after the Chelsea game?
Well, first of all, let's just hope we stay up. And hopefully that will be great. And then we can rebuild. I believe in Nuno. I think, you know, he will get hold of the squad. And I think if we stay up, we'll do way better next year. And hopefully we won't be in the position that, we are this year. And of course, if we'd had those extra 4 points, you know, that would have, we'd have been all right so far. So it's a little bit annoying, isn't it? So from the Big Shed gig, I really wanted to, like you say, get a little bit involved in the community. And my band, we're opening the Isle of Wight Festival. We're second from top at Carfest. We're playing Camp Festival. We're headlining a load of other festivals. We're doing a lot of stuff this year, but I was like, wouldn't it be great to do something? And it just coincided with the owners of the Big Shed messaged me after they saw that I was getting involved on Twitter and stuff, you know, with the team. They said, would you be able to come and play this? And so I was like, yeah, let's do it. I went down, met with them, checked out the tech specs. And so I'll be bringing my band along. And, you know, I just want to have a really nice sign off and let's just have a party. That's what it's all about. You know, my band and the players are all massive session players. They all play with big name artists and it's a big rock and roll show. There'll be lots of sing-alongs. I just want everyone to come down in a good mood. And you know what, whatever happens, you know, if the worst thing happens and we do end up going down, which we won't, but if we do, you know what, gives us time to rebuild. We'll bounce back. Look at what Leicester are doing this year as well. You know, I shouldn't even mention that. But we'll bounce back and we'll come back stronger, whatever way. But what we should do is, as a city and as a fan base, let's just have fun. Let's get together. Let's sign off this season, you know, and all have a big sing-along and have fun. So that's the aim. And I'm really excited to play in my hometown. You know, this is, you don't get to do that. All we do is we're all over the place, all over Europe, all over the UK. But you never get to play at home. And so I feel like this will be the home gig. And I know everyone can sing because I've heard you all, right? So I want the whole of Nottingham to be able to hear us singing at the Big Shed.
Just lastly, I mean, is a gig like this for you just fun? Because you mentioned like headlining the Isle of Wight and big festivals.
I'm not headlining.
Headlining other festivals.
Yeah,
performing at the Isle of Wight Festival. You know, massive festivals, huge crowds. Yeah. This is a more intimate gig with a really kind of a boisterous crowd that will probably, will it just be a lot of fun for you, something like this?
To be honest, I'm more nervous about doing this than going out to big crowds, because this means more. I know that sounds really silly, but the fact is, you know, even if I haven't met everyone, I still have we have a connection. We have a vested love of a football team, you know, and it's been a roller coaster. And so what I wanted to do was just hopefully bring a fun element and just, you know, get everyone together and we'll all just have a really fun evening. Yeah, it means more. My friends and family are coming from up here as well. So, you know, we'll have everybody there. And it's a unique opportunity to be doing something like this, because normally we wouldn't be doing something like this. It all gets all management and blah, blah, blah and all this. And I just said, no, flat, we're doing this. We're going to go and we're going to play at the Big Shed and it's going to be ace. And that's it. So, yeah, it means a lot more. I am more nervous. So everyone be kind, okay, because I'm going to be absolutely bricking it. So, yeah.
I'm sure they will be. I'm sure they will be now. Now you're one of us. You're in for life now, Rick. There's no escape, I'm afraid.
No, and you know what? I know that everyone says, you know, you see all the people's handles, you know, red for life and all this sort of stuff. And I feel almost sad that I haven't been part of it since I was a kid, you know, but that was circumstance. I was a Southerner. Trust me, I am definitely a Midlander now. I call red rolls a cob. You know, I'm saying my duck a lot more often. You know, I am totally, I've totally embraced the Midland lifestyle. And I love it up here. I feel really privileged that I can live in such a great city. I feel really privileged that, you know, I can, you know, do something a little bit for the fans of an amazing football team. And hopefully we can grow this. I mean, I'd love one day to be able to do Rocking All Over the World in the stadium or pre-gig. I'm such a musician, pre-game, you know, something like that. That would be amazing. But this is, from my perspective, this is only the start. I'd love to do a bit more, get more involved, get more maybe involved in some of the charities that they're involved with as well, and just do whatever I can to help out.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Right. So just finally, a reminder of the details of the gig. Saturday, the 11th of May, pretty much straight after full time, Forest versus Chelsea at City Ground. Head over to Trent Navigation. Entry's free. And if you're still hungry, there's food in the barbecue court and drinks available inside and outside at Nottingham's best football pub. Right. Rick, thank you very much for your time. I'm sure we're looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be a great event, but good to have you with us.
Yeah, sorry for rambling, but this has been so nerve-wracking because you can imagine talking to diehard Forest fans and from a new fan. But thank you to everyone. Thank you for embracing me. Thank you for being nice to me on socials and stuff like that. And honestly, I can't wait to bring a massive gig for you guys.
Excellent. Hopefully everyone enjoyed that. We shall be back tomorrow as normal. Have a good day, everyone, and we shall see you soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.